You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and this podcast is titled Seven of the Best Players to Ever Play for Nottingham Forest Football Club. Each week we'll be going through the different clubs up and down that football land. Oh yes, I love that football land. And deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. What a treat I have in store for your football ears. Nottingham Forest, a historic, a traditional, and a very proud club. A team that won the European Cup 2 years in a row. A team that was managed by the late, great Brian Clough and his assistant, Peter Taylor. The reasons I give you these gorgeous podcast presents where we count down the seven of the best is because this podcast is sponsored by 7otb.com, which is a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country. Five wins, one banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week, and one draw. That's probably the hard bit, but I'm sure you can get it. How simple is that? It's pretty simple. On 7 of the Best, you can play your way to £1 million if you head to that website, 7otb.com. Simples. What would you do with that million? What would you do? The one thing I would do with that £1 million this week would be I'd fly out to the Formula One. It's in Abu Dhabi this weekend for the Grand Prix, which is the final race of the season. And guess what? I don't even like Formula One. However, I'd go out there, change the name of the podcast to the F1 Hour, and obviously get Lewis Hamilton as our first guest. Yeah, I think you definitely want to come on the F1 Hour. Enough of what I'd do with that £1 million. What's coming up on the podcast? Well, we'll be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for Forest. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Forest players via At The Football Hour. We'll be going through the winners on seven of the best from last week's game week. And I'll be embarrassing myself again saying how my predictions were very mediocre. We'll be walking through the game week predictions for next week. And finally, once again, giving you the opportunity to win a £50 voucher to spend with classicfootballshirts.co.uk, who are the home, I say this every week, they are the home of original football shirts from around the football world. The Football Hour and Seven of the Best are too good to you. We're just simply too nice. But first, football friends, before all that, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Notts Forest players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Kelvin Wilson, Neil Harris or Marlon King. We will be focusing on the cream of the Forest crop. So we'll start from seven and work our way to the best player to ever play for Nottingham Forest. At number seven, kick-starting our countdown, Stan Collymore. Without a doubt, one of the greatest naturally gifted strikers that Forest fans have ever seen. Newly appointed Frank Clark signed Stan Collymore in 93 and he hit the ground running. His superb form in front of goal helped take Forest back to the top of the Premier League following relegation at the sad end of Clough's 18-year tenure. Collymore went on to flourish in his first Premier League season, scoring a massive 22 goals, most notably his opener in the 2-1 victory over the Giants Man United at Old Trafford. He went on to score 41 goals in 68 games at the City Ground before leaving for Liverpool in 95. At number six in the chart, another Nottingham-born player to make the list, and it's Viv Anderson, who broke into the Forest team in 1974 and went on to become a staple in Brian Clough's European Cup winning side. His form for Forest earned him a call-up to the national squad, where he became the first black player to represent England. After a 10-year stay at Forest and six trophies to his name, Anderson moved on to Arsenal and then to Manchester United. At number five, Peter Shilton. It is not an exaggeration to state that much of Notts Forest's success during their rise to being crowned the Kings of Europe was built on the rock-solid foundations provided by their world-class keeper. stockier than your average stopper, but still blessed with lightning reactions. Peter Shilton became England's captain during his time at Forest and won himself 125 caps. But he will be best remembered by Forest fans for his exploits during the late 70s and early 80s. Brian Clough had already tried to sign Shilton during his brief time at Leeds, but finally managed to prize him away from Stoke in September 1977. The 270,000 feet was a mammoth sum for a goalkeeper, but many, including Clough, regarded it as being among the best money Forrest ever spent. He cost a record fee and he was worth every penny. A good goalkeeper can save you 18 points. It can mean the difference between winning a title or qualifying for Europe. Shilton was a class act and they don't come cheap. That is what the late, great Clough said about Shilton. Forrest had just been promoted to the First Division when Shilton arrived, and he helped them to win their title in the first season back in the top division. The title was secured with a 0-0 draw against Coventry, during which Shilton made a truly breathtaking save to keep out Mick Ferguson's header that would have denied them the vital point. During that successful campaign, Shilton conceded only 18 goals in 37 league appearances. In total, he kept 25 clean sheets in the 78-79 season. He played a starring role against Cologne in the European Cup semi-final second leg to help Forest book their ticket to the final. And when Hamburg was striving for an equaliser at the Bernabeu Stadium in Madrid in May 1980, in the second final, he produced two superb saves to deny the Germans. His use of angles was a vital element. His size was another, and he had the ability to get his body in the way of everything. Shilton was, without doubt, the best, added Brian Clough. Between 77 and 82, Shilton made 202 appearances for Forest. During a 30-year career, he played for 11 different clubs, but I think he'll most be remembered for his time at Forest. Number 4, Des Walker. Arguably one of the most talented English defenders ever. Des Walker started his career at Nottingham Forest, playing his first game at the tender age of 18. He went on to become a rock in the Forest back four and helped to win back-to-back League Cups in 89 and 90, as well as earning a call-up to the national side from Bobby Robson. All in his first 7-year spell at the club. After spells at Sampdoria and Chef Wed, Walker returned to the City Ground under manager Paul Hart, finally leaving the club at the age of 38. After an additional 57 appearances took his total to 354 for the club. A loyal servant to Forest, he will be forever remembered under the chant, "You'll never beat Des Walker." Number 3 in our 7 of the best, John McGovern. He was not one of the most standout players in the Forest side, nor was he the most talented. But ask any of the other players involved in Nottingham Forest's historic rise to prominence, and they will tell you that John McGovern was one of the most integral figures. The Scotsman was professionalism personified. He was a leader and an inspiration. He was also one of Brian Clough's most trusted figures, having begun his journey with the legendary boss at the age of just 15, when he used to ride his bike to play for Hartlepool reserve side. Having signed his first pro contract in the North East, he followed Clough up to Derby and Leeds before joining up with him again at the City Ground. He skipped Forest to promotion, to the Division 1 title, and to those back-to-back European Cups. So he started from the bottom and worked his way right to the very top. Number 2, Stuart Pearce. No other player, before or since, has ever had the same intense, proud relationship with Nottingham Forest as Stuart Pearce. The sight of Psycho emerging from the City Ground tunnel just less than a couple of years ago on his return as manager will live long in the memory for anyone who was there to witness. His time in the dugout sadly did not bring the same success as he enjoyed on the pitch. In more than 500 appearances for Forest over the course of more than a decade, Pearce never once gave anything less than 100% when he pulled on the shirt. One of the best left-backs on the planet during his era, Pearce was more than a solid, no-nonsense defender for Forest. He was a leader, an inspiration and a driving force. His ability to muster formidable power in free kicks and penalties had keepers quaking in their boots and brought him a flurry of goals for Forest. Only Bobby McKinley and Ian Bowyer have made more appearances for Forest in the history of the club. Even fewer men have had the lasting impact on the club that Pearce did. Always fiercely proud to play for England, Pearce was equally proud to represent Forest, as his famous clenched fist salute prior to every single game demonstrated. Finally, Nottingham Forest's greatest ever player, John Robertson. Another of Clough's famous European side. Scottish-born Robertson was instantly written into Forest folklore after scoring the only goal in a 1-0 European Cup winning victory over Hamburg in 1980. When you get the ball, just give it to the fat lad on the left. That was the repeated mantra from Brian Clough. John Robertson did not have pace. He did not even look like a footballer. With his stocky frame, he could also often be found with a cigarette hanging out the corner of his mough. Very Sunday League. But Brian Clough was never concerned about what Robertson did not possess. He merely focused on what he could bring to the team. And quite simply, for a few brief years, Clough helped to turn Robertson into one of the best players on the planet, and more specifically, into a man who helped Nottingham Forest conquer Europe. He also provided the Golden Cross for the £1 million Trevor Francis to head home in the same competition the year before. It was such a joy to do the Forest 7 of the best. If you do not agree with my selections and wish to create your own, tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBNFFC. Now, we shall have a look at some of the biggest winners on 7OTB.com from the previous game week. And what a weekend it was. I don't really know what to say, but something strange went on this weekend. 100 players got 7 correct results last game week. That's just insane. To every single one of you, congrats. It also gives us a big possibility that one of those 100 may, I'm not saying they will, but they may get next week's correct, and they'll be 2 weeks away from £1 million. So if you're listening, my 7 of the best football friends, pick your selections very carefully. But by the sounds of it, you already do that. Richard Stephen was one of the 100, and on Twitter, he tweeted a picture to @7OTBFootball with a picture of David Moisey Moyes looking rather glum and sad. And he tweeted the picture just saying, "That was my face when I was checking the results after getting 7 predictions right with a plus 20 goal difference, only to find out half the country did as well." Well, you kind of exaggerated there, but 100 is a lot of people. Chin up, Rich. That million may be at the end of the tunnel. The day I get 7 is the day this podcast becomes a pubcast. 7 of the best bottles of champagne, please, barman. Actually, that's a lie. I'll just have 7 of your finest pints, please. But I can't afford the fizz. But will I ever get 7 of the best? I'm keeping my fingers crossed. You're going to hear my predictions for next game week very soon. So hopefully, that is the week I get the mighty 7. But did these 100 players on 7 of the best get some insider knowledge that I certainly was not told about? Obviously, they didn't. But on top of the 100, 302 people on the game got 6 correct results. The most selected teams who helped our winners become winners on 7 of the best were Man City. They won 2-0. Everyone's picking Man City at the moment. Liverpool, they won 3-0. Nice result for them. Then Chelsea, everyone went for Chelsea away at West Brom. Tony Pulis' last game in charge of the Baggies. Chelsea put the nail in that coffin. Then Rangers, they won 2-0. And Cardiff, who were top of the Championship, everyone went for them. In terms of the draws last week, people put their house on Palace getting a draw. And they did. But the other teams that they went for were Bournemouth, Watford, Leeds, Burnley and QPR, and they all won. So, a lot of people lost out on predicting those teams in the draws. The bonus points, well, Luton, 7-0, scoring those players who went for Luton 2 extra points on 7 of the best. The teams which got bonus points of 1 point were Bournemouth, Chelsea, Oxford United and Wycombe Wanderers, who all scored 4 goals at the weekend, helping our 7 of the best players. Our individual winner this week is Wardy One. Congrats, Wardy, who plonked down the biggest score of the season. Get on this, he scored 31 points in total, which came through these results. His banker was those boys in blue, Chelsea. 4-0 against the Baggies, scoring 5 points, as I said earlier, one bonus point for the four-goal margin. Man U, he went for. They won 4-1, scoring him 3 points. Man City, another 3 points. Liverpool, another 3 points. Then, good prediction here. He went for Luton, who scored 7 goals, scoring him 5 points. But not only did he get the 5 points, he sprinkled on top of that another 2 points for a 6-goal winning margin. Wardy One, you owe all the Luton Town players a beer for that. Wickham won 4-0, scoring Wardy 4 points. He got a bonus of 1 point for the 4-goal margin. Maybe just give the Wickham lads just half a pint. If you're giving the Luton players a full pint for the double points, you've got to give Wickham half a pint? Yeah, I think so, Wardy. Come on, you got to do it, lad. Finally, he got the hardest part bang on, the draw. He went Sheffield Wednesday 0-0, scoring 4 points. His bonus goal points of 4 were the difference in him winning this week. High-scoring attacking teams get you those extra points on 7 of the best. So when you are looking at your selections, have a look at those teams who don't sit back, who go and attack. Now, for last week's team results, our 7 of the best team with a massive 110 points were Make Football Great Again. Good name, I like that. They had 29 predictions correct, as did Raising Beer Tokens, even better name. But the Make Football Great Again squad beat them by 3 goals on the goal difference. Down in third, also on 110 points, were Allied, who had 28 predictions correct. Let's go through the winning team, giving some major shout-outs. The gaffer, the boss, the manager was Ellis Bowen, but sadly, despite him being the boss, the manager, the gaffer, only scored 10 points and didn't contribute to the top 5 scores. Come on, Ellis, you're meant to lead by example, lad. Stephen didn't contribute to the top 5 either, scoring a very Alex Mearn score of 6. The top 5 scores were Luca got 17, Edward on 19, Josh, same score, 19, Daniel, 27 points, and the highest scorer was Jacob on 28. Some very big numbers there, boys. Well done. Those were the winners last week, and I certainly wasn't anywhere near winning. 13 points again, which is, well, it's so behind the rest of the pack. It's just embarrassing. Starting off, I went for Norwich City to beat Barnsley at home. Guess what? Ended as a draw. Then, finally, I got some points in a row here. I went for Man United, they won. I went for Man City, they won. I went for Cardiff, they won. I went for Villa, they won. Then, I went for a home win for Sheffield Wednesday against Bristol City. It was a 0-0 draw. Brilliant. Thanks so much, lads. Could you not score a goal, Sheffield Wednesday? Finally, my draw. I went for Reading versus Wolves to be a draw. I'm thinking, Wolves, I know they're doing well, but they're heading to Reading. No, they fancied winning 2-0. Well, thanks very much, Wolves. That totaled me 13 points. For week 18, these are my predictions. I think Man U are going to beat Brighton at Old Trafford. Easy win. The Blue Half of Manchester are away in Yorkshire, fighting the Terriers of Huddersfield. But unlike Man U, I think City will continue their winning run. Villa at home to Mick McCarthy's Ipswich, and I think they will win and cement their playoff spot. Borough lost to Leeds away. Unlucky Gary Monk, and I think they will only draw at home to Derby next week. Table toppers Sheffield United and Wolves will complete my wins in the Championship. And finally, a bit of non-league action next week. Trust me on going for Dover Athletic to beat AFC Flyde in the National League. They're my predictions. To enter your predictions, head to www.7otb.com to set up your profile and new teams with your mate. Then, just like I have, insert your 7 of the best game week selections. As I always say, it is free to enter, and you can try and play your way to £1 million. Remember, if you play the game on your own and want your mates to get involved, you can go to the Manage My Team section on 7ofthebest.com and send your mates an email or WhatsApp invite. You plain and simply are not going to win the team cash prize every week if you're doing it on your own. So grab your best predictors and play on. Then, after all that, follow at 7otbfootball on Twitter for the latest stats to help decide which teams you're going to pick that game week. So finally, every week we give you the chance to win a £50 voucher to spend on classicfootballshirts.co.uk. Honestly, there is some absolute beauties of classic football shirts on their website. They're gorgeous. Some very, very old school shirts that you need to get your hands on. One guy who has got £50 to spend on that website is Jamie Wilkins. He won the Classic Football Shirts £50 voucher last week. So congratulations, Jamie. You are going to look nice in whatever top you buy with that voucher. More of you need to get involved with this. All you have to do is sign up at 7otb.com, then tweet at the Football Hour with your 7 of the Best username. How easy is that? And in a matter of minutes, you'll be entered into the draw for that £50 voucher, and you could be walking away with a £50 voucher like our winner last week, Jamie Wilkins, did. So, well done, Jamie. And guys, tweet me your usernames and I'll put you in the draw for next week's £50 voucher. This has been the Nottingham Forest 7 of the Best podcast. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour, sponsored by the brilliant, the marvellous, the wonderful 7otb.com. I'll see you all next week.